Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the 2011 Spring Retail Marketing Virtual Conference and Expo presented by Retail Online Integration Magazine. I'm Melissa Campanelli, Editor-in-Chief of Retail Online Integration, and I'm pleased to welcome you to our closing keynote session titled We Like It, We Really Like It, Facebook Marketing Best Practices for Retailers. Let's face it, when retailers talk about social media marketing, they're talking about Facebook. And with more than 600 million members, retailers know the best way to spread their brand messages as well as acquire and retain customers is to have an aggressive Facebook strategy. In this closing session, we have two experts that are going to offer best practices on what works and what doesn't when it comes to Facebook marketing. Our first speaker today will be Josh Constein. He's the lead writer for a leading inside industry Facebook marketing website called Inside Facebook. And secondly, we'll have Randall Weedberg, founder, chief executive officer, and chief nerd at GiantNerd.com, a social shopping site that focuses on high-end outdoor gear and apparel. Before we get started, however, let me point out a few tips on how to make the most of today's live presentation. First, if you have any technical difficulties, troubleshoot by clicking on the help button at the bottom of the console or let us know via the Ask a Question box. To get a PDF version of the slide presentation for future reference, please click on the Download Slides button on the console. And if you'd like to submit a question to our speakers today, you may do so at any point during the presentation by using the Ask a Question box. I'll do my best to get everyone's questions in the allotted time, and we'll probably hold the questions to the end. If you leave this session at any time or would like to view it again later, you can access the entire presentation from the auditorium in the Retail Marketing Virtual Conference and Expo On Demand environment, which will be open for 3 months beginning Monday, April 18th. So without further ado, let me welcome our first speaker, Josh Constein.
Hi, everyone. I'm Josh. I'm the lead writer for Inside Facebook, the leading source of Facebook news and analysis. I specialize in coverage of Facebook product changes and how businesses can use those. I'm also the co-author of the Facebook Marketing Bible, a guide to growing your business through Facebook. A little background on me, I graduated from Stanford University with a master's degree in cyber sociology, where I examined the influence of technology on social interaction. Now we're going to discuss how you can use Facebook to help your business. First, the most important thing at the start of marketing on Facebook is to gain fans. Everything that you do on Facebook after this depends on your fan count for impact. First, I recommend uploading a great profile picture. This picture will be displayed across all of your messages, applications, and everywhere else that you post on Facebook. A punchy Facebook profile picture, one that conveys your brand and draws people's eyes, is important to gaining click-throughs on your stories and getting people back to your Facebook page where they can purchase your goods and visit your website. Second, it's very important to write a brief and punchy description of your company and add that to the info tab of your Facebook page. When users like your page, a story will be published to the newsfeed, and that will include the description. A good description will help other friends of your users learn about what your page does and learn if they want to visit and like it themselves. Third, I recommend people to add as many photos as you can of your products, your business, your team, anything that will help users learn about who you are. Next, you'll want to start by getting a good base of compelling updates published to your Facebook page. These include things like what your product is, what you offer, what kind of services you have, and also some fun content that lets people know about the identity of your brand. Once you've gotten these first steps out of the way, you'll want to concentrate on gaining fans before you do any more advanced techniques. A great way to get fans when you're just starting on Facebook is to have your employees post status updates to their friends, which include your Facebook page's URL. When your employees visit your Facebook page, they can copy the URL from their browser and post that into the status updater that they're used to using to update their friends about their social activities. This will generate a story, as you can see here in this slide, that shows your page's image, title, and description. This way, your employees' friends can click through and like your page, helping you to start an initial fan base. For your website, a great way to gain more Facebook fans for your page is to add Facebook's like box. The like box is a widget that you add to your website, which displays a like button, which users can click to like your page without having to go back to Facebook. The widget will also display other users who like your Facebook page, specifically the friends of the user currently viewing the widget. You can find this this widget and get the code to be able to embed it on your website by Googling the Facebook like box or at the URL that I've provided below. If you have a physical store, a good way to gain fans is to announce that you have a Facebook page. The best place to put something like this is wherever your customers will be spending the most time, especially if they're going to be spending any time waiting. A great place to put it is at your register. And you can also try putting signs on your front window display such that people who are passing by who might not be able to visit your store at the time will also know that there's a Facebook page for you. Once you've created a great Facebook page and started to accumulate fans, you'll want to post compelling updates. Now, it's easy to publish updates to the newsfeed, but posting ones that actually gain you more fans and gain you sales is more difficult. These are three types of status updates that you can post that will help your business. One, you can post links to your website. By copying the URL of a product page, category, or other part of your website into the Facebook status composer on your page, it'll generate a story as shown below, shown on this slide below the text, that explains what the product is and an image of the product. Users can then click through these to purchase your goods directly. This is the easiest way to earn money off of Facebook and make sure you're getting a good return on your investment of what you're, the effort you're spending to gain your Facebook fan page audience and the time you're spending to manicure your page. Another great way to post compelling updates is to add photos. These photos are easy to click through without users having to leave Facebook. And it drives them to a place on your Facebook page where they can leave comments and interact with other users. Getting people back to your Facebook page is important because that's where they'll be able to use your tab applications, which we'll discuss later. Third, you don't always have to post updates that are directly trying to create sales. Posting short, funny, and positive updates is a great way to increase the loyalty of your fans. This primes them for purchases later on. Another great thing that you can do to gain new fans and also engage your current fans is to use the new Facebook Questions product. Facebook Questions allows pages to ask their users questions and provide responses that they can choose from in a multiple choice format. When users answer these questions, a new update is posted to their news feeds for all of their friends to see. This leads their friends to answer the question, and it creates a viral loop that exposes your page to many new fans. Some possible questions that you can use with the Facebook Questions product include, what's your favorite product of ours? What new type of product should we carry? Or what's your favorite thing about our brand? You can also try to determine who other competitors in your space are by asking, what other brands do you like in our space? You can also see if there's an area you need for improvement, such as saying, what else could we do to help you? Such as with answer responses, including customer service, increased product line, selling on Facebook. Make sure that when you ask questions, that you unclick the allow anyone to add options checkbox at the bottom of the question. Otherwise, users will be able to add their own responses, which might be objectionable content or just dilute the purpose of your question. It's better to focus users on a few core answers and let them decide which one that they want rather than having them have to scroll through a large list of different answer choices that are added by other users. Recently, a company named Buddy Media that provides Facebook page management services published a report looking at what the best times to use Facebook updates are in terms of gaining engagement from your users, such as click-throughs, comments, and likes. For the retail industry, the best time to post is on Sundays and Wednesdays. As it turns out, early in the week, on Mondays and Tuesdays, when a lot of other pages are updating and there's a lot of news that's built up over the weekend, is not a good time to post updates because users are too distracted to be able to spend time clicking through. Other insights from the Buddy Media report include that using shorter status updates drives more engagement. Specifically, updates with less than 80 characters have more than a 20% increased engagement rate on top of updates that are longer. This is because when users are scrolling through the news feed, they want something that's easy for them to consume. A long text-filled status update will appear boring and almost as a chore for users, and they're less likely to finish reading it and click like or add a comment. Another insight is that some sites like to use URL shorteners, such as Bitly, to shorten the URLs as a typical practice on Twitter, but using this on Facebook is not helpful. It turns out that updates that include URL shortened links are clicked on less and receive less likes and comments. Therefore, it's best to publish the full URL of a link that you're trying to provide, and instead let Facebook create a newsfeed story, as we showed earlier, which includes a picture and description of the product that you're posting to. Then once you've done this, you can delete the link from the status update box such that it doesn't appear redundant. Once you've begun adding useful status updates that drive likes and comments to your Facebook page, you can also try using page tab applications. Page tab applications appear in a menu beneath your Facebook page's profile photo, as you can see beneath the American Eagle logo on the left-hand side of this slide. Users typically are directed to the wall or info tab of your page, but using the Edit Page Admin interface, you can select another tab as the default landing tab for your page. This means that any Facebook user that visits your page will first see this tab. While driving people to your wall is easy, driving them to a special application where they can either encourages them to like the page, allows them to enter a contest, lets them enter their email address or other contact information, or lets them gain a discount is actually much better for your page. Because a wall post doesn't get you very far, opposed to a like or an entry into one of these contests or submitting contact information can help you continue to market to them in the future. The first type of page tab application that you'll want is a landing tab. This tab generally includes pretty photographs of your page or products and explains to them why the user would want to like your page, such as the option to hear about new products, gain discounts, and meet with a community of other people who enjoy your products. You don't have to worry about this landing tab appearing to users who've already liked your page, as whenever any Facebook user visits a page that they've already liked, they're brought to the wall by default, and pages cannot change this. Another type of page tab application you can use are ones that gain email addresses or other types of contact information. A good way to incentivize users to gain this is to say that their first email will include a discount coupon or discount code. This This creates a value exchange where users give their contact information in exchange for your discount. If you don't offer a discount or other type of incentive, users don't feel like they have any reason to give you their contact information. A great way to gain new fans is to run contests through your Facebook Pages tab applications. By offering something like a cash prize, a special experience, or a free product for those who win, users become so excited about the promotion that they share your page to their own Facebook friends. For instance, this Sephora and Tarte sweepstakes gives those who win $500. A user might say, wow, I want a chance to win this contest, and my friends would probably appreciate this as well. So they'll copy your page's URL into their own status update box and post it. For many pages, this is the easiest way to gain new fans. There's been a lot of talk about how Facebook can help e-commerce specifically. You don't just have to drive users from your Facebook page to your website. You can actually sell them products directly from your page. There are a number of different page storefront solutions which allow you to upload your product line, add photos and descriptions, and then allow users to either purchase or create a shopping cart where they then check out by visiting your own website when they click checkout. Or some options even allow them to enter their payment details on Facebook itself and buy without ever having to leave. This can be a great way to increase sales and see a return on investment on your Facebook page. You can post updates, including URLs that link to your storefront, to your Facebook page and say, we've got a new T-shirt in that you can buy right from our page. Or check out this new backpack before all of our supplies run out. Adding a sense of urgency to these updates is a great way to drive people to your page and to click through your updates. There are several different solutions for all of these different tab applications. Landing tabs, companies include PageMoto and Wildfire. Wildfire is, in fact, the leading provider of contest solutions, and so that might be a good one to check out. Another contest provider is Meme Labs. Storefront providers include Pavement, which includes the ability for users to check out on Facebook, as we discussed earlier, and other options include 8th Bridge, B-Taylor, and Zababa. For larger brands with a larger budget to spend on Facebook, there are also full page management suites. These companies provide Facebook page applications, landing tabs, insights on how to best gain fans, and have partnerships with other tools which can help you to gain fans and engage your audience. Some of the leading solutions include Buddy Media, Involver, Vtrue, BrandGlue, Context Optional, and Fan Apps. For more information on these different service providers that can help you improve your Facebook page, check out InsideFacebook.com, where we post about the latest Facebook product changes that can help your brand, and also review these different types of companies to give you the idea of which one is best for you. Also, check out the Facebook Marketing Bible, where we include profiles of each of these different service providers, as well as deep strategies on how to use Facebook features to market and succeed with Facebook for your business. Thank you all very much for joining us for this session. And next, I'm going to hand it to Randall from Giant Nerd.
Hi, I'm Randall Weidberg, a serial entrepreneur, and most recently the founder and CEO at Giant Nerd Social Shopping. Giant Nerd is an online social shopping community disrupting the large retail market for outdoor sporting goods by integrating social networking with e-commerce best practices. These are exciting times. Facebook, in particular, has become increasingly important to the retailers in the past year. A really interesting stat is that half of the top 25 retailers have integrated Facebook into their own sites as of 17 of the 25 fastest-growing retailers, a true telling stat. In fact, in 2010, Facebook created a new team to work with retailers and help them best leverage Facebook platform products such as the like button and login to drive business. In this presentation, I'm going to highlight some successful strategies I've used at Giant Nerd for implementing Facebook into your own website. Why is it important to invest equally in your on-Facebook and off-Facebook social strategies? According to Facebook, a combination of on-site and off-site Facebook tools and technologies can create a social recommendations engine that personalizes sites and powers word of mouth at scale. Most retailers are comfortable with running a variety of promotions on their Facebook pages, but less comfortable with using Facebook tools on their own sites. The discrepancy is illustrated with 91% of retailers surveyed using or planning to use Facebook page, but significantly fewer looking at integrating Facebook for websites on their own sites. Invest in Facebook integration both on your site and off to tap the power of social while creating a customer experience that supports your brand. Keep in mind the following. Word-of-mouth recommendations are the most trusted source of marketing. Social media allows consumers to market your products. 90% of consumers online trust recommendations from people they know. And I'll repeat that, 90% of consumers online trust recommendations from people they know. That has a serious impact on your websites. Investing equally in social for your own site is the path to creating consistent brand experience for your customers wherever they are and in getting the most out of your entire social investment. At the most basic level, integrating Facebook onto your own retail site means you don't have to send your customers away to be social. You can add social context and create a loop between Facebook and your site without distracting the consumers from the shopping process. At Giant Nerd, we deployed a number of successful Facebook integrations, and I'll go into more detail on each one individually. One of them is social login. Another is the like button plugin. Another is the like box plugin. We implemented a recommendations widget, and we also share our social actions, just to name a few. One of the most effective ways to integrate Facebook with your website for a seamless and frictionless experience is closing the loop with Facebook users via social sign-on. At Giant Nerd, we did just that, and it has proved to be quite effective. We encourage social sign-on by highlighting its ease. We say log into Giant Nerd with one click, as opposed to log in old school. This has helped to increase the percentage of users signing in with social networks such as Facebook. When retailers enable their customers and visitors to connect with their real identity and friends through Facebook, it opens up a wide range of benefits. At Giant Nerd, we are able to individually recognize data and offer a unique personalized experience that enhances their overall shopping experience. Another best practice for integrating Facebook into your website is the like button. The Facebook like button has become a large part of our lives. I'm fairly sure the majority of you have used the like button to express your love for a comment, news story, or item on a retailer site. At Giant Nerd, we implemented the like button and saw immediate results. The like button has the specific advantages of promoting your like directly to your newsfeed and is visible to your Facebook friends. While spurring conversation is helpful to consumers already on the Giant Nerd site, we also wanted to increase the visibility for those who didn't know of Giant Nerd or weren't regular shoppers on the site. That's where the Facebook Like button comes in. In August, we added the Facebook Like button to each of the Giant Nerd product pages, allowing our community of nerds to like a particular product, and this has greatly expanded the breadth of the site's reach. The result has been targeted traffic back to our site with higher conversion rates and higher order values. Recommendations from friends and family are incredibly powerful. Most people have friends who have similar interests, so when they see that their friends like a particular product, it has a real impact. Since adding the button, Giant Nerd has experienced increased traffic coming from Facebook by 100%. Moreover, the number of those consumers who place an order has jumped 30%, and the average order value has risen 50%. These are statistics that are not to be taken lightly and should be considered if you're going to implement the Like button on your site. The next implementation we have of Facebook on Giant Nerd is the Likebox plugin. Real-time engagement on product pages with the Facebook Likebox. On Giant Nerd, we offer a number of ways to shop with friends and ultimately make smarter, educated purchase decisions with like-minded nerds. This increases conversion percentages, average order value, and loyalty. When researching products, the Likebox is a great way to get additional feedback from other members in a social, real-time experience. The Likebox adds credibility and the excitement to the product, and we've experienced higher average order values because of it. Keep in mind that 67% of shoppers spend more online after recommendations from online community of friends. In addition to the Likebox, we also implemented it in a fairly unique way in that depending on the brand where the Likebox is displayed, we will change the Likebox that's displayed. So, for example, if we have a bicycle with a brand called Tommaso, we'll have the Tommaso Likebox. And if it's another brand, we'll have that brand-specific Likebox. Another best practice that we've implemented on Giant Nerd for Facebook integration is the recommendation feed. The feed pulls user activity from ratings, reviews, reactions, and other relevant user actions and displays them in real time on all Giant Nerd category and interstitial pages. Shoppers can view activity for their friends, the entire community, or even themselves. By allowing the ability to shop with friends, we have seen, as I've said multiple times, increased engagement, conversions, and higher order value all across the website. Lastly, I'd like to talk about social sharing. On Giant Nerd, we have integrated all of our internal community social actions with the social web. On Giant Nerd, the community internally can write reviews, post status updates, ask questions, answer those questions, make purchases, of course, and also react to products. What we've done that's unique is we've shared this with the social web. Specifically effective has been our action-based share plugin. Just as providing the right information at the right moment can increase purchase conversion, prompting the right customers to share at key moments can increase share and conversion by as much as 400%, enabling us to prompt our biggest nerds, advocates, to share at the right moments after leaving a positive product rating or review or after purchasing a product. Once the member shares their action, it is sent directly to their Facebook newsfeed. This strategy has increased the visibility of Giant Nerd and sends both engagement and traffic from the social web back to our website. A great stat to keep in mind is that 81% of respondents said they'd received advice from friends and followers related to a product purchase through a social site. 74% of those who received such advice found it to be influential in their purchasing decision. Another example of social sharing is syndicating your purchases to Facebook. In addition to being able to share and syndicate your reviews, questions and answers, like we've discussed, you can also share your purchase. This is important because 83% of online shoppers said they are interested in sharing information about their purchases with people they know, while 74% are influenced by the opinions of others in their decision to buy the products in the first place. It creates a viral loop, and it's the virality that comes with online social connections that will take e-commerce to the next level. In conclusion, I'd like to highlight three benefits of a socially designed website. One is traffic, the second is engagement, and the third is monetization. Regarding traffic, people visit your site from Facebook for one simple reason. Their friends told them to. Word of mouth at scale. Tell your customers about your products and make it easy for them to continue the conversation in a seamless way with their friends. Engagement. Facebook users bring their friends, likes, and interests with them around the web. Everything needed to provide a personalized and social experience. And lastly, and possibly most importantly, monetization. More traffic equals more page views. Friend referrals are the most qualified leads. Knowing more about your customers lets you customize your experience. That brings us to the end of my presentation. I'd like to thank you very much. And if you want to follow up with me after, you can contact me on Twitter at GiantNerdCEO.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, Josh and Randall. And as I said, we're going to take some time now to answer questions. So we have quite a bit of time left here. So please feel free to ask any questions. You're going to be speaking to two experts here today. So I'm actually just going to kind of go in order. Some questions came in through when Josh was speaking, and then some came through when Randall. So we'll kind of work our way that way. So Josh, the first question I wanted to ask you is from one of our listeners about profile pictures. Oftentimes people change their profile pictures, you know, personally. Do you have any best practices around that? How often you should change them for a business or a fan page?
You should change your Facebook profile pic only when you have a new profile pic that is a good one. It's not as important to simply change it as much as it is to always have a high-quality picture. Also, changing your picture too frequently can confuse users who are your fans already and make them wonder, who is this thing that I'm following? However, occasionally changing your profile picture, especially with something that's eye-grabbing that users want to click through and see, can lead to a higher click-through rate for your status updates and page updates that you send out.
Do you recommend changing it based on a promotion that you might be doing, or is that also sort of too much?
Certainly. If you have a special promotion that you're working on currently, you can add information to that, to your profile picture, or theme your profile picture around that. However, since the profile picture is often displayed very small, using a lot of text can often come out too blurry for users to actually read, and it can distort the quality of your image. Mm-hmm. One thing to make sure to do is go into the edit page interface and check on the profile picture tab and make sure that the thumbnail of your profile picture includes the most important part of it, such as your logo or a face. Otherwise, you may have your thumbnail showing something different than the center of your profile picture, giving users a worse image of your brand.
Okay, a couple more questions coming in now about this. What comprises a good picture, though? Do you, you know, is it better to just have a portrait, or you know, is there anything in particular that you recommend, or is it just basically one that represents your brand, I guess?
You want something that represents your brand in a way that will draw people who are already have an affinity or an interest in what you do. For instance, if you have a if your product is targeted at 25 to 45-year-old women, you may want a woman of that age in your profile picture. Also, you want to make sure that your profile picture has enough conveys who you are and has something to do with what you're doing and not just necessarily a logo or a name, which would lead people who first come to your page to not know exactly what you do.
Okay. We got another question, and I actually feel like this does need to be sort of hammered out. There's a lot of confusion around, like, community pages, business-specific pages. I mean, you know, some people still get confused with the concept of a fan page versus a regular page. I mean, can you kind of just lay that out for folks?
Sure. So there's three types of main entities on Facebook. There's users who have profiles. Then there are business pages. And then there are community pages. Each of these has different functionality. User profiles cannot install page applications and are therefore not as useful for businesses. They also can only have up to 5,000 friends, and therefore if your brand continues to grow, you won't be able to add any more fans. Business pages can have as many fans as you can accumulate, can use page updates, and also include special analytics about who is liking your page and where, how many likes you're getting each month or day. Community pages, on the other hand, are things that users have stated on Facebook that they are interested in and then listed in their profile, but that there is not an existing official page for. Community pages also represent activities or interests that nobody owns. For instance, the beach or knitting would have a community page, whereas a special brand of yarn for knitting would have its own business page, or a special type of a certain beach owned by a resort would have its own business page.
Okay. That clears it up, actually. Let me ask Randall a couple questions. Randall, one of our listeners was interested in the fact that you have customized the like button to your icon. Can you sort of talk about how you went about that, and have you found a higher engagement as a result than using the generic button?
Yeah, so in terms of the actual like button on the item pages, that's actually a standard Facebook button, and you can just go directly to developers.facebook.com, and with a small piece of code, you can pretty easily implement that on your website. I believe the person may be talking about liking our page, which is on the footer. And that is also, that's not customized. That's actually the photo that we use directly from our Facebook fan page. So we've sort of customized the design around liking our fan page on the footer, but the actual like button itself is not a custom button. It's standardized from Facebook.
Right. Actually, I wanted to ask you, Randall, who handles all of this Facebook work at your company? Do you do it yourself? Do you have a team that does it? I know you're sort of I think you're a smaller company, so you know, that might be interesting to the listeners.
Yeah. So we have multiple Facebook pages, specifically regarding the Giant Nerd Facebook page. We have about 5,000 fans, and I manage probably about 75% of that, and there's two other staff that also manage and assist in that. It only takes about an hour a day, and I've heard even from some larger companies, there's about 15 to 20 of us currently at Giant Nerd. From some larger companies, you can have one person part full-time managing your entire Facebook pages. I also do, you know, Twitter and some other social pages as well, in addition to my other responsibilities. So it's not actually a huge time investment, but you do need to be organized. You do need to follow a lot of the best practices that Josh went over. And if you do that and you let your community engage, I think you can be successful in an efficient way.
And are there, could you talk at all about costs involved? I mean, the question was about the costs involved in website integration with Facebook. So I'm assuming like the Facebook Connect stuff that you talked about, plug-in stuff.
Yeah.
Can you talk about costs?
Sure. You know, I think it's in Facebook's best interest to make integrating with Facebook as easy, as cost-effective, and as simple as possible. And they've developed tools to accomplish just that. I mean, literally, by going to developers.facebook.com, you'll see that there's 5 or 6 plugins. They've made it very simple to grab that code and to deploy that on your website. You know, I would recommend having a talented developer to deploy any of Facebook's integrations. And as you go customize and really get specific with what type of information that you're using with the Facebook integrations, that gets a little bit more complex. But at least for most of the integrations that I went over, it can be done fairly easily with an experienced developer. So whatever the cost of an experienced developer is, he can take care of that. And if you don't have a full-time developer, you can easily go out and you know, and contract someone to do that in a small amount of time.
Okay, let me switch gears for a minute here. We still have a lot of really specific questions about Facebook, but I wanted to get Josh's perspective on this. Some of our listeners are maybe a little bit more advanced, you know, than the folks that, you know, maybe are just starting out or e-tailers. And you're on the cutting edge of what's going on at Facebook. I mean, is there anything that's happened maybe in the last couple of weeks or something, or that you know, could be considered an advanced technique that they should know about or they should be on the lookout for? Or?
Absolutely. Facebook recently released a new ad unit called Sponsored Stories. So the way that Sponsored Stories works is, opposed to traditional Facebook advertising, where the advertiser creates the ad creative and copy and targets it to whoever they think would resonate with, Sponsored Stories allows pages to take mentions of their company by users and then turn those into advertisements. So for instance, if a user comments or posts on your page's wall, or if a user checks into your place, or if a user connects with your Facebook application, such as your Facebook Connect website, like Randall's site, you can take that and turn that into an advertisement. This allows you to attain extra distribution for these stories. So instead of them only appearing to a user's friends in their in the newsfeed, they'll then appear in the sidebars of Facebook to those same friends, but as an advertisement. This makes it very easy to take word of mouth buzz and turn it into advertising. Early reports about the success of Sponsored Stories are very positive, showing a much higher click-through rate for these types of advertisements. Pages can also use Sponsored Stories to promote their own updates. So for instance, if you post an update saying, "You've got a new contest going on," or "We just released a new product line," you can then turn that into an advertisement, which users who have liked your page will see. This means that instead of your update only appearing in the newsfeed, where it will appear alongside social content updates from a user's friends, and may also only appear in the most recent tab of the newsfeed, which many users do not click through, instead it will appear as an advertisement, guaranteeing impressions for this message. This can be a great way to drive more sales or more likes to your Facebook page. You can access Sponsored Stories by going into the Facebook ad creator and select your page, your Facebook Connect application, or your place as the target of an ad or the destination for your ad, and you'll then see an option to create a Sponsored Story.
That's really interesting. I have heard about that, and it sounds like it's going to be an exciting application for marketers. Do you know if the story advertisements are more expensive than the regular Facebook ads?
They are not more expensive than the Facebook ads that we've seen at this point.
Huh.
Instead, their goal is to say, Facebook's goal with them is to say, you know, we have the opportunity to give you a really great way to drive traffic, and so you know, they expect that if businesses find these to be useful for them, they'll instead spend more on them. So instead of trying to charge more per ad, they expect advertisers to instead find more inventory using these special sponsored stories ad units.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Is that something that you find interesting, Randall? You think you'd be interested in that, or?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually using that currently. There was recently an article about that. And it is actually very effective. You know, one of the things that we found that's kind of interesting is our ROI from our fan page from communicating to our fan page, the ROI from the fan page is higher, at least in the last 30 days, than actually sending consumers directly to our website through Facebook ads. So we've kind of deployed a test strategy where we're trying to get more and more fans, because we're finding that once we have the fans and we engage with those fans, that we have a higher ROI in that strategy than literally just sending them to our website from Facebook.
Interesting. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about social commerce. You went over that a bit. Both of you guys went over that a bit. I guess there is a controversy out there whether to take people off your site, to go to the Facebook site. Obviously, you could do it through your site, as we've seen. Can you guys recommend a shopping cart for a social e-commerce site?
Josh, you want to take that, or?
Sure, I can talk about on Facebook shopping cart.
Yeah.
Pavement is a great option because it's free. It doesn't cost businesses anything to use. There's no monthly fee and there's no percentage fee either. So that can be a great way to add to experiment with social commerce on your Facebook page. Other options often charge a monthly fee or a percentage, and so it's harder to say that we want to try something with this until you're sure that it works. Also, Pavement is a great option because, as I said earlier, Facebook users don't have to leave Facebook.com in order to make purchases. And this means there's less chance of them dropping off in the middle of the transaction flow. For instance, other tools allow people to buy or to make build a shopping cart of items that they want to purchase. But then when they click checkout, it sends them off-site to your website. And while this can be useful for getting users onto your website and also makes some users feel more secure because they're not entering their payment details through an application on Facebook, in fact, it actually leads to a lot of drop-off where users say, well, wait, I want to be talking with my friends. I want to spend my time on Facebook. I don't want to go to somebody's website. And so they quit in the middle of the transaction process, leaving a lot of money on the table for businesses. Randall, do you have any options for shopping carts off of Facebook?
Yeah, I think the answer to that question is there's a lot of great solutions out there, whether it's open source or another type of solution. Really, any shopping cart, any e-commerce cart will work fine. It's more about integrating the social plugins prior to getting to that checkout page or the shopping cart.
Mm-hmm. What about sort of on the same line here, does Facebook have order entry software for the Facebook page?
So like for F-commerce specifically?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That you have to work with outside folks.
Companies can develop their own application for a Facebook page storefront. But with the wealth of options of companies that are dedicated specifically to creating this technology, it generally makes much more sense for businesses to integrate into a third-party solution than try to build their own.
Okay. So here's an interesting question. It's for either of you guys. But in terms of, achieving a sale or ROI or whatever, I guess – in terms of achieving a sale, what's better, a like, a post on the wall, or a share?
I'll handle that first, and then Josh, you can go in. I think they're all effective. I don't think there's an exact percentages of which is the most effective way. But What has recently happened that I've seen is there's been a consolidation with the like and the share, at least on our site. We only use the like if you want to, in quotes, share the product that you like. There's used to, and there still are sites that have both a share option to share the product and also a like option to like the product. And Facebook, as far as I can tell, is moving away from that, and I think it's discontinued support for that share functionality and is moving more towards the like functionality. So I think what you want to do is definitely try to promote that like. It goes directly to that news feed, which is really, really, really impactful.
So Randall's right. Facebook has been phasing out the share button in favor of the like button. And you know, in actuality, a wall post of your Facebook product, that only creates a single instance of your product being posted to the newsfeed. Now, a like of one of your products, depending on how you configure your like button, you're able to actually post up newsfeed updates to anyone who clicks those like buttons. This means that not only do you get to have your product shared to their friends once, you also get to post more links to them as long as they maintain the like of that product into the future, which creates a much higher lifetime value for a like over a share or a post to the wall. So whenever possible, you want to be driving users to like your products instead of share them.
Okay. Getting back to some specifics about Facebook, or how often do you guys recommend posting something to the wall on your page? I mean, is it something that has to be done every day?
Basically, I think you don't want to provide you don't want to spam your fans. You want to engage your fans, and mm-hmm. you know, depending on the amount of engagement that you have with your community, it basically will tell you how many times you can post. So, you know, if you're posting 10 times and you're not getting any engagement from your post, you're not getting any likes, you're not getting any comments, you may want to take it down a little bit. If you're posting 10 times and you're seeing a lot of engagement and you feel there may be a little bit more for additional engagement, I think then you can post more than that. I wouldn't go overboard, though. I think that, you know, 10 to 20 times a day is probably going to be around that max, and, you know, maybe 4 to 10 times is more of a sweet spot.
Yes, for retailers, it's really as many times as you have compelling content to share. National Public Radio recently did a test where they increased the amount of updates that they were posting, and they found that there was no significant increase in the amount of people that unliked their page. So they basically found that the more updates that they published, the more interactions and engagement they were getting. And so whenever you have something interesting to post, we recommend posting it. However, like Randall said, there is some limit where eventually users are just going to get tired of clicking your links, and it's better to save up a little bit of capital or social capital and make them wait a little bit for your updates. So, yeah, I recommend most pages post somewhere around 2 to 3 times a day. But it doesn't even need to be necessarily that much. The real important thing is to publish as compelling of updates as possible and not just publish, you know, very simple, like seemingly computer-driven posts out to your page. But otherwise, whenever you have something interesting to say, you can post it. And also, a great way to keep the fatigue down is to mix the different types of posts that I discussed earlier. For instance, sometimes, you know, maybe each day you want to post a photo, a link, and a short text-only status update, whereas posting the same one of those, specifically posting links over and over again, can lead people to sort of tune out your page.
Mm-hmm. A couple more questions have come in. I think this might be for Josh. Can you tell us about Facebook Insights?
Sure. Facebook Insights is Facebook's native analytics system, which allows users to determine the engagement that their page are getting. There's a number of different types of insights. For instance, you can see per post insights, which tells you how many times your post is being seen, how many impressions it's getting, and also how many likes and comments they're getting. There's insights for your page's like count, which show you how many likes you got each day and the rate of likes that you're gaining. And you're also able to see some charts and graphs of those so that you can say, you know, I want to know how many, like, how the rate of my likes has changed over the last 6 or 12 months. Facebook has also recently introduced insights for websites. So any website that includes Facebook social plugins, as Randall discussed, is now able to see how much traffic those widgets are getting, and also what kind of traffic the posts from those widgets are helping users to share, how many times that those are being clicked, and how much referral traffic Facebook is sending to your page. All of this data can be very useful for determining how well you're doing, and you can also look to see for trends such as, you know, oh, it seems that when we post on Wednesdays, we're getting a better engagement rate, so maybe you want to post more on Wednesdays.
And is that a free service or?
Yeah, that's a free service that comes with whenever you implement a Facebook page or whenever you add social plugins to Facebook integrated websites. So it's available by going in on your Facebook profile when you're logged into Facebook. There'll be a set of bookmarks on the left-hand side of your screen, and there'll be one that's called Ads and Pages, and you'll be able to click through that to your specific page to see the insights.
It almost seems like it's going into the, you know, Adobe Omniture kind of area.
Sure. I mean, it's basically that sort of, a complement to those things for your website. It's giving you sort of a similar set of data about your Facebook page and your on-Facebook marketing efforts.
Yep. So we only have a few more minutes here. So let's see. There was one question that I was wondering about. Would you, either of you, recommend a welcome reveal page? And sort of maybe you could just explain to the listeners what that is, and then what if there's any companies that could help develop such a page.
Sure. So a welcome reveal page, what they're saying is often referred to as a like gate, which is when you take a piece of content and you only show it to users that have liked your page. So, for instance, you could have a landing tab that says, like our page to gain to get our discount code. Then when they like the page, that screen will, in fact, change and instead show them the discount code. So this is important because it creates that value exchange that I touched on earlier, where the users give you something, a like, in exchange for something, a discount or entry into a contest or the ability to access another piece of content that you have. These are slightly more complicated than some of the other types of page tab applications, and so therefore I generally recommend that people go with a third-party solution. But actually right now Wildfire is offering a free tool for creating a reveal welcome page or a like-gated landing tab through their website, and it's going to be free for the next few months. And they'll most likely be moving to a per-month fee for that afterwards. But it can be a great way to drive likes, and so therefore can be a good ROI. So you can check out Wildfire to create a free landing tab. If you also search for, you know, like-gated landing tab or welcome page on Google, you should be able to find some other free tools that allow you to build sort of simple landing tabs.
Yeah, and we utilize like-gating on the Giant Nerd Facebook fan page. We offer the opportunity to win a free nerdy T-shirt, and we've seen really high conversion rates on liking the fan page driving likes exceptionally high since launching that about 2 months ago. And we developed that internally.
Well, I think that's about all we have time for. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all your great insight and your answering all those great questions. There's a few questions left, so we'll take care of getting those questions to Randall and Josh, and we'll follow up with you on those questions. And if you have any other questions, as we mentioned earlier, I believe you can contact Randall at Randall, why don't you give me your Twitter address again?
Yeah, it's at GiantNerdCEO.
And then, Josh, you're at Josh Constantine, which is?
Yeah, that's at JOSHCONSTINE, at Josh Constantine for Twitter, and you can contact me through there.
Great. So on behalf of ROI Magazine, I want to thank the audience for listening and for your great questions during this closing keynote session. I also want to thank my wonderful speakers, Josh Constantine and Randall Weichberg. And, of course, I'd love to thank Bronto, who's the sponsor of this session. And I'd also like to remind everyone to head over to the RMV booth at the end of this presentation and just fill out our survey, our attendee survey, because we really, really value your feedback for future events, and we'd love to hear good and bad what you thought about the event. And also, if you're interested in discussing anything that you heard today, you can also visit the networking lounge to chat with other session attendees. Thanks again, everybody, and have a great day.